All right, welcome back in to Show and Vern coming up. Oh boy, I was so proud as a dad coming up here in a little bit.
Oh, that's good, man. Bruce Weber Show tonight, 7 o'clock. It's on your home for K-State basketball, your home for K-State athletics. 610 Sports Radio. Hear from the coach tonight, 7 o'clock, right here, 610 Sports Radio. God, get it, Joe.
Try it. This little number right here.
Look at Doug. God, Doug. Man, what's wrong with that eye, man? It's watering up now.
Doug Williams.
Got a problem. Look at that. That.
I got that same kind of eye, though,
that
man.
Left eye, man. Good God almighty. Amen. Look at Jesus. Just come.
Keep fighting, Doug.
So even though new stuff keeps coming out about the Kareem Hunt story, which then involves the NFL and the Chiefs and how they're handling it, as we've said before and we've pushed before, the two main things that should be talked about and they keep giving us reason to talk about is, one, Kareem and what he did and what he did towards assault towards a woman, and then the piece of how the Chiefs in the league have handled it. And we continue to get stuff rolled out, and the police department. We're seeing more stuff about the police department and how the league obtained the police report in almost illegal channels in the wrong fashion. It is interesting how so many people, as much as people still try to come with that people want to push this away and act like nothing happened and act like there's no shady business, or even better, my favorite, know that there's shady business, but it doesn't affect my life, so I don't care. My thing is this, is you all said this, it's because the Chiefs are winning. And I actually take some people at their word that, you know what, it doesn't affect me. Well, I don't give a damn. But Vern and Serta, in our meeting today, you all think that if the Chiefs were 4-8, that the sentiment would not be as high as it is about move on, we don't care about it. You think the reason... the bulk of the reason why people are having that feeling is because they're 10-2.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You too, Serta.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Like, I
misery loves company, show. If things are going bad,
well, I'm not
it's
saying
another
more.
It's another layer to pile on with. But they're 10-2 with a quarterback the likes this city has never seen, with a Super Bowl chance this city hasn't seen in decades. Man, I'm not trying to hear about someone that's no longer on this team. Let's talk about this team, my team, that finally has a chance to win a Super Bowl. You remove Patrick Mahomes, you remove the chance to win a Super Bowl. It's a tough transition. Now, there are football obsessed individuals.
I think people just wanted to stop talking about it. I think they would then move their minds to something else, Vern, because we see this happen in all kinds of walks, not just in football like this. We see people try to move past events that shouldn't be just moved past in 15 minutes. Like, I feel like people would then move to the draft. No, stop talking about this. Let's talk about the draft, or move past towards, oh, what are we going to do? We need to get rid of Justin Houston or whatever. I mean, I take people at their word when people are saying it doesn't, and I think it's sad and awful, but it doesn't have anything to do with me, because in a heartbeat, it can have something to do with you. It doesn't have anything to do with me, so I don't want to hear it. I want to hear my football.
Yeah, I just go over a few instances. Wasn't it Michael Floyd with the Cardinals? We can't have a guy getting in trouble with drinking and driving, but the Patriots can. We can welcome that guy in. I don't think there's a reason, or I don't think it's coincidence, that great organizations are able to cover up, or like a Michael Floyd going to New England, or other troubled, red-flagged characters going to New England. It's not a topic of conversation because they're winning. Roberto Osuna was a closer for the Blue Jays, a fantastic closer that was charged with domestic assault. They got rid of him, but the Astros took him. The Astros were good enough that they knew that their fan base would get over it, because this is a guy that could help them win. If there's no winning going on in Kansas City, there's nothing to divert your attention to what happened with Kareem Hunt and the Chiefs.
Yeah, but I just think football always has something to divert, in sports too. I think it, especially football, I think they would find other things to talk about. I think people would still be in the same place of annoying. I don't think, especially those people who just want us to, the move on crowd. I think they would be still the move on crowd. I don't think they would be more apt to start talking about it because the Chiefs are 4-8.
Yeah, there's always going to be a percentage of diehard football fans like our guy Jay Binkley. He loves football from the moment he wakes up to the moment he goes to bed. It's about football. A guy like that lives, eats, sleeps, breathes football, they always want to make it about what's going on the field. I'm with you. There's always going to be 20% of the fan base that, regardless of what's going on, we want to talk about football. But I think there's another 20 to 30% that we've heard from. Yeah. Yeah, that go one way or the other, and that right now are infatuated and hypnotized by the magic that is Patrick Mahomes. And whatever he says, whatever he does, wherever he goes, their eyes follow. And right now, he's getting ready to take on Baltimore. He and the head coach are asking us to move on. They've moved on, show. Pat's asking us to move on. So why don't we move on? That's the attitude of that 30%, in my opinion.
And see, my thing is, like, I think we would have a lot more, like, from the 913, are we playing the Ravens this weekend, or can we talk about that? I still think that would be, even if they were 4-8, I still think, this to me, and maybe it's me wanting this to not be, but I can't see. I would hope that just because the team's record is, I'm not naive to say none, but right. I just don't think it would be a huge change.
And I'll say this for that one texter.
For those people.
We have former Ravens head coach and NFL analyst Brian Billick coming up at 11:30 to talk about just that.
Yeah. I don't know. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Some disheartening news coming out of Washington today as Washington quarterback Alex Smith has had some complications with his broken leg surgery and is apparently battling infection. There was some reports that his playing career could be in jeopardy. That's been dialed back a little bit. The R's did release a statement just asking for some privacy and best wishes in this complicated time for Alex Smith and his family.
It looked nasty from what everyone's told me. And then when you heard the injury, you know, it did look nasty. So, I mean, I hope he's all right. I mean, I hope to hell with playing again. I hope that there's no other complications to where he can be good, you know, with his young kids and his wife the rest of his life.
Markel Fultz was diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome. Guard is out indefinitely as he goes through physical therapy to correct the problem. Thoracic outlet syndrome is a group of disorders that occur when blood vessels or nerves in the space between your collarbone and your rib are compressed. That could explain his issues with shooting a basketball.
That's what Kyle Zimmer had and Chris Young had and Luke Hochaver had. That's common in baseball. You got to get that rib removed.
Yeah. Is it pain? Is it a pain?
Yeah, it can also be numbness.
Oh,
like your whole, because the ribs pinching against a nerve and the all whole arm.
I was going to say, has he been in pain and just not had it looked at? Because he's been having this issue since he entered the league last year.
Way too many people making fun of that young man.
No, as we said, it is not. Like, he's having Space Jam happen to him in real life, and it is not funny. I don't mean that in a funny way.
It sounded funny. That sounds funny when you compare it to Space Jam. It sounds like you're making fun of him.
But Serta's ridiculous. This at least could just say, okay, maybe it's not just the yips or it's in his head. Maybe this is a legit injury or legit thing that's giving him problems.
I hope this is it.
Thank God, me too.
I mean, people, like, mime his shots. They just openly mocked this kid.
Amari Cooper did it as a touchdown celebration, yeah. And I don't think he paid an homage, do we?
I think they're friends, though.
Why?
Yep. That's my next question. I could not get it down.
One went to Alabama.
Please. No. Why?
The other went to...
Because when he did that, there was this video of Markelle Fultz and his family, like, going nuts, and then he tweeted something about how he knew Amari was going to do it. So I think they're friends somehow. Connected in some way. I haven't done that much research into it. But it seemed like Markelle had a good sense of humor about the whole thing.
I would like to do some research to note, because the part that stops you in your tracks is when Serta said, he said he knew Amari was going to, because everything else did not mean or sound like they were good friends. Like, I feel like that was your
I'm pretty
smart,
sure they're best friends.
Just double down on it. He went all in on it.
Like Aaron Rodgers and Josh Rosen.
Gonna be a long day, Vern. no, like, would you guys say this statement is too much?